Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unsolved Mysteries. It is your host, Natalie, and today's story is The Axeman of New Orleans. So, this all started in 1918, and over a period of 18 months, the city of New Orleans was haunted by a serial killer known as the Axeman. The Axeman was a personification of the boogeyman. Only attacking at night, it was rumored to be responsible for 12 attacks and 6 deaths. To make this mystery even a little more chilling, he seemed to only creep on his victims while they slept. Oddly enough, the Axeman never used his own tools, and only used what he could find in the victim's house, usually an axe, which he would then leave at the scene of the crime, leaving all his evidence behind, watching his victims, creeping on them while they're sleeping. I would not want to be watched while I was sleeping like that. The majority of the Axeman's victims were Italian immigrants or Italian Americans, leading many citizens of New Orleans to believe that the crimes were ethically motivated. Many media outlets drew frenzies from this aspect of the crimes, even suggesting mafia involvement despite of the pure lack of evidence. Other crime analysis have suggested that the Axeman's killings were related to sex, and that the murder was perhaps a sadistic, specifically seeking female victims. Other theories include that the Axeman killed male victims only when they blocked his attempts to murder women, supported by cases in which the women of the household were murdered but not the man. A less likely theory is that the serial killer committed the murders in an attempt to promote jazz music. Okay, what the fuck? Supporting jazz music? Are you kidding me? And it was suggested by a letter that the murderer himself was rumored to write, which stated that he would spare the lives of those who played jazz in their homes. Oh my god, no way. But at the end, the Axeman was never identified, and the murders still remain unsolved. That's insane. I mean, I get it. You know, it's 1918, not the best technology that we, like, have now and stuff, but wow. That's crazy. There's so many ways that it could, you know, he could be motivated, but he decides to save the jazz musicians. Wow, that's actually kind of funny. But that is today's story of the Axeman of New Orleans. It is your host, Natalie, of Unsolved Murders, and I'll catch you next time.